We are learning Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis, and we are starting 9 lines from the top of Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis. Ahi Safta Dahavalei Tlas Binsa. There was a certain lady, she had a lot of tzaras, we'll see in a second. She had 3 daughters. It was a mono with 3 daughters. She had money, and she's a mono with 3 daughters. And what happened was, Ishtaboi I V'chada, she and one of her daughters, V'chada Barta, was captured. Idach Tarti, the two that were left at home, one of them died. Binsa Shchiva, one died. Binsa Shchiva Chadav and I, one of them died. V'shavka Yinuka left a child. So basically, who is alive right now? We have one daughter. We don't know who's alive, but who's left in the city? One daughter and one Einikel. Okay, one Einikel. Who's a son, actually? A boy. Let's say it's a boy. Pretend the Rashi calls him a boy. It's a boy with one daughter and an aunt. That's all that's left. There might be another aunt and a grandmother left in capture. We're not sure. But that's what we have left over here in the city. So now, there's properties here. What do you do with all these properties? There's some properties here. What do you do with this? Why don't we let this one aunt who's alive, let her take everything and let her work the properties? What's the problem? Dilma shchiva safta, maybe, why would we do that? Because maybe the grandmother died. And the problem is, the Amaridin, why can't we do that? The Amaridin, Karav Nichse Katan. The problem is like this, that if the grandmother had died, so really there's 3 shutfim now in these properties. The one who's captured, the one who's here, and the son, and the grandson. They're all 3. And Amaridin, Karav Nichse Katan. So she can't take all the properties and start working the properties. Dimashiva Safta, Amaridin, Karav Nichse Katan. Nukmul Nichse Vyad, the Nuka, put everything in the Yanuk, give it to the Yanuka. Even if let's say half, even you'll do half. You'll do half to the one that's alive over here, and the other half to the Yanuka. The problem is, Dimaloy Shchiva Safta. Maybe she didn't die. They ain't read the Katan Nechse Shavui. You can't let a Katan go into Nechse Shavui because here it doesn't belong to them yet, and you're not married the Katan Nechse Shavui. You know he's the Irish. So what do you do over here? Amabaya, very simple. So you do. Hilko Pago Yavina Leila Achsa. You give half the property to the achsa, to the sister. Why do you give half to the sister? Because, like this, a third, just in case, let's say they both died, so she gets half. And therefore, it's like a case of a shavui, so she takes care of half. The other half might belong, it's a chance it belongs to the Nuka, the other half. Because if they both died, then it belongs to the Nuka, because they're each splitting in half. It belongs to the Yanuka. It belongs to the Yanuka, then you can't let the Achsa work it because Emberi the Karav Nechse Katan. So therefore, the other half, Idach Palga,
What about the captive sister still alive?
So we'll talk about that in a second. We'll see if one of them. Right now, we think they're both alive. They're both alive, so Lachas Meridin Katan Nechse, that Meridin person, Karav Nechse Shavu. So one half you married. The other half, the only reason I married it is because maybe they're both dead and it belongs to the Katan. So Idach Palga, Makmina Apachop, Yanuka, make Apachopis. That's what you do. Rav Amar, Migud no kinah v'chavla palga, kinah v'chavla idach. Once you're doing v'chavla for the one half, you do the other half also. And that would be the halacha. The Rav is v'chavla for everything. L'idach palga, the other half. L'soif, the end of that story, shomus t'shchiva safta. They heard the safta died. And this is actually, they heard be'edim that he died. That's what the Mepharshim speak out. They heard with edim that this safta is dead. Safta is really dead now. So now we really have Yershim. There's 2 shutim for sure. There might be a third one if she's alive and captured. So everyone owns a third. The katan for sure owns his third. The sister who's alive for sure owns her third. And there might be another third that's a shaila. Is it? It's a case of a shavui or it's a case of a death and then it belongs to you. So I'm not sure. So what do you do? Amabaya tilta yavin leila achsa. A third you give to the sister who's alive here in the city. V'tilsi yavin leila nuka. Another third you give to the nuka. That for sure belongs to them. The safta is dead. The Yidach tells the other third, Yavin and Danka L'Achsa, 1/6, which means half the third you give to the Achsa, because even if the Shavu is still alive, Maridin Karav Nechse Shavu. We pass the Shem and Gamil, Maridin Karav Nechse Shavu. The Yidach Danka, the other 1/6, the problem is you're not allowed to allow a cotton to go down to Nechse Shavu. Makmila Apachopa Yanuka, you make Apachopis because you don't allow a cotton to take care of the property of a shavui, and therefore you give it to a chopper. Why can't just the sister here take that whole half? Because maybe it belongs to the cotton. So in Al Mered Karav Lenichse Cotton. So therefore you make up a chopper for the Yanuka. Rav Amar, that whole entire third will be up a chopper. Migu the Mekim up a chopper Yanuka, Mikim up a chopper Danka. Migu the Mekim up a chopper Danka, Mikim up a chopper Danka. You do the whole entire third you have Arba Chabbos. So the Gemara Vayta. Mori by Isaac, Osile Acha Bebei Chazoi. Mori by Isaac was, his father was a wealthy man, left over money. And Mori by Isaac and his father used to live in a certain city. And they moved back here. And Mori by Isaac moved back here himself. And his father died. He heard his father died. His father's dead. He got all the properties. He got all the properties. Lamaisa, another guy showed up. He said, you know what? I'm another brother. You don't know me. Because you left. You left the city before I was born. But I was born. And I'm a brother. So Mori by Isaac, Osle Achu and Bei Chazoi. They lived in Bei Chazoi for a while. Mori by Isaac left. And the father stayed there. So he said, I was born in Bei Chazoi from your father. And I get half the properties. Amalei Ploigli. Amalei Lo Yadanalach. I don't know you. Also, it makes sense what he's saying, that he doesn't know you. It's not a Ramayas. Because Shinemar, it says, he sees such an idea that if you never saw someone for a bunch of years and you left him without a beard, now he has a beard, you're not going to recognize him. Here also, he might have never seen him. And even if he did see him, he might not recognize him. Not lying. I don't know you. I never heard of you. I don't know you. I don't think you're my brother. Because I don't know you. So Amalei, Rav Chisda tells this guy who's claiming he's a brother, Zil Aisi Sadi Da Achuat, bring a ride, you're a brother. Amalei, yeah, of course, I know that. I brought Edom with me. Isli Sadi, I have Edom, but the Cholimene, but the scared, the Gavra Limu, they're very scared of Mori Ba Isaac because he's a scary person. And therefore, they don't want to say this. Amalei, Lididei, so he said, so Rav Chisda turned to Mori Ba Isaac, now you got to bring Edom. Zil Ant, Asi Sadi La Vachu, you bring a ride that you're, that this guy is not a brother, because this guy is scared of you, and his Edom is not going to work, so you bring Edom now. So he said, Amalei, Dina Hachi, that's true. I'm the Muchzik. He wants to be a brother. I got to bring a Raya. Amalei, yeah. Hachi Danina Lo Chol Alim Dechavrach. We do this, we make a takana that if you're a person who people are scared of, then you got to bring the Raya. Usually, Moitz Mechavel Raya, but here, you're the one who's the scary guy, and therefore, you have to bring the Edom. Amalei, so what's going to help bring Edom? If I bring Edom, I'll take these Edom, they'll claim that this guy's not my brother, because they're scared of me. So what's the Edom going to help? Amalei, Saif, also Sadlam Asadi. They'll come say Edis, and they'll stick up for me. What's it going to help? You're so scared of me? So what's going to help Edom? They'll say the opposite. They'll say it's not the brother. Amalei, Tarti Le'avdi. Even if Edom are scared, they don't do two things, which means not only not quiet, they're not going to say a lie. There's one thing about being quiet. I'm not going to say this. I don't get involved. But to say a lie, that they don't do already. Tarek Lavda means, not only, if this guy's really a brother, they're not only not going to say that they're not going to bring Edis that he's the brother, they're also going to say that he's not a brother. That much not. That much you're not going to do. Tarek Lavda. L'soif osu sadi da'achuhu. L'maisa at the end, he brought Edim. He got Edim who weren't scared to testify, and he brought Edim that this guy was a brother. So now he's getting half the properties. So he got a little greedy now. Not only do I want the properties, I want also a chelik and everything you put into it. You turn those empty properties into big vineyards and orchards. I want those. Omalei, so Rav Chisda said, "Oh, shabbat come along. He's tiny good. This brother. He knows how to learn. The Tanaim learned in the Mishnah. Niach banim gedolim v'katanim. If you left over gedolim v'katanim, this guy actually was a katan. And the loch is." If a father left over gedolim v'ktanim, v'shpichu, gedolim es anachosim, and the gedolim went ahead and did capital improvements onto the anachosim, v'shpichu le'emza, even the ktanim get part of those improvements. V'chein omer rabba, v'shpichu le'emza. Rabba also says v'shpichu le'emza, which Rashi points out, it's very funny to say on a Mishnah, v'chein omer rabba, rabba is a moira. What does it mean, v'chein on a Mishnah? So Rashi, first of all, and also another problem was that rabba is a Talmud of Chista, so how could Rav Chista bring that rabba? So Rashi answers that it means v'chein omer rav, not v'chein omer rav, v'chein omer rav. And what are we adding on? We're adding on that usually hashpacha nechasa means by itself. But here it was done with capital improvements with your own money, even there hashpichu l'emza. So therefore he told Mori ben Isaac, yeah, this guy's right. He gets half the things. Amalei Abaya gets half the orchards. Only Abaya, it's not true. Me dami hasam. By a case where fall after Rusha Gdelim Ktanim, Gdelim Gab Ktanim, Yodi, they know about the Ktanim, Kamachli. And they're doing it. They have in mind, they're little brothers. Hacha, Mori ben Isaac, mi yod leichel. He never had a clue. He never knew about you. You can't say that he's doing it for you. A galgal milsa, it's a good tayin al-chara, and therefore he shouldn't get the orchards. A galgal milsa, mata kabeder of Ami, Amalahu, Gdelim Azu Amru, Shomalan Ka Oris. So he said, at least the Karoiv, The loch is by a karva, Yer Nichsa Shavu, we said that he gets, that the Bailam comes, still, he gets like a Oris. He gets like a Oris. So there, here, Luchaira here, Rav Ami held that really the this guy should get half, this new brother gets half the orchards, half the orchards. But he's tiny over here, even if you hold like that, still, Mori Ba'esak will get part of your half also. He'll get like a Oris. Because it's not worse than a guy who improved someone else's property. Here, he thought it was his own. It even was his own at that time. So for sure, he'll get like an Oris. Just like if he does someone else's property, he gets like an Oris. For sure, here he goes. The mother of Ami, Amalu, Gedolim Mazu, Amru, Shomru, Lem, Karis. Has to the daily of Vinak give him his own thing? Hadru, Halakamed, Archist, Amalu, Midami, Hassam, Rashos, Nachas. There, he went Rashos. Bezdin let him go down. That's why he gets like an Oris. Hakalab, Rashos, Nachas. It's not Rashos. It was someone else's thing. You didn't know about it. It wasn't someone else's. Va'oid, Katanu, Ve'aim, we're reading Karav, Nechse, Katan. And even if it's true here, Aim, we're reading Karav, Nechse, Katan, you don't get like an Oris. Hadru, Kamed, Ve'ambi, Amalu, you're right. Lesim, Kamed, the Katanu. They didn't tell me this part, there's a Katan. So the bottom line is, this guy, this Katan, is going to get half these properties, Legamri, even though Abaya held that wasn't a Dimdian. Sounds a good taina, but Lemaisa, the Psaka of Chista looks like it went, Rashi speaks out, the Galgal Musa, Psaka of Chista, Rav Chista Psaka looks like we're going with that Psak, and Rav Ami held, at least Mori gets like an Oris, but he said no, maybe not, because it's a Katan, you won't get like an Oris, because Amy reading Karav Nechsi Katan.